Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Here with Thursday morning, devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. This morning, as I spent some time in the devotional Here Am I, responding to God's sacred calling in the midst of everyday life, today's topic is on being called to be loved. And just a heads up, tomorrow's is kind of the application of that, so to speak, will be about being called to love. But this, I think, is kind of the foundation for that. Sometimes the person that we have the most difficult time loving is ourselves. We know too much about ourselves, and we have a hard time loving ourselves, but we have a very difficult time seeing us as lovable. And from God's perspective, to know that we are called by Him to be loved by Him ought to be a powerful thing in our life. I write in the devotional something to the effect that we ought to seek to please God because of His love for us, rather than the other way around. And so often we try to seek God's love, or even to seek the love of others, by pleasing them. And that isn't how God's love works. The Bible says that God loved us while we were yet sinners, while we were dead in our sins. Christ died for us. And so it wasn't a result of our pleasing Him, but His love is a result of His nature. It's who He is. When we lay hold of the verse of John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." And we recognize this is in the midst of Jesus' teaching about coming to Him, about being loved by Him. And nowhere is it based upon our actions. Now, our actions are important, and our obedience to God is important, but not when it comes to being loved by Him. It's our obedience that brings us into relationship with Jesus Christ, that allows His blood to cover our sins, that brings us into an eternity with God. But His love is what makes that possible. His love that was given and shared with us before we ever made the first step toward obedience, toward pleasing God. And so many times we add up the sin in our life. We add up the hurt in our life. We add up the things in our life that just aren't what they should have been. We add up all of those things. And in our mind and in our equation, it doesn't add up to love. It doesn't add up to being lovable. And if we can grasp that simple truth, God so loves. Many problems in society and culture are a result of people who have felt that they are not able to be loved, that they somehow have to earn that love from others. Many have not even considered the possibility of being loved by God. And if we can today live in a way that our life communicates, our words communicate, our actions communicate that we are loved beyond measure, in a way that's available to everyone, that God's love is not limited to a few good people, because as Jesus said, there are no good people. So today, as we spend time living life, how will His love change the way we love people? And that'll really be the topic for tomorrow. But we can't adequately address being loved by God without considering there's a response, an almost natural response to being loved. And many times our desire, our motivation, our drive to lash out at others comes from not feeling loved, not feeling that we're able to be loved. And in turn, not understanding how others can deserve it from us or from God. And as we live through this time of COVID-19, my challenge to each one of us is that we would live as one who is loved by God. Today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you, I would encourage each one of us to recognize that you are worthy of God's love. Let's spend some time praying, and I may cut out short here. My daughter's in the midst of a seizure recovery and might need to help with that. So, but we'll pray for a moment, and you can continue the prayers for my family, but also for the people that you will interact with today, that they would know they are loved, that they have been called by God to be loved by Him. Father, thank you that you are a God who loves us. You have called us into your love simply because it's who you are. It's your nature to love. So, Father, help us to know that, to recognize that not only do we have the value of being loved by you, but every person that we'll meet today, whether it's online or in person, will be someone that has been called by you to be loved. To be loved by you and to be loved by us. Father, help us today to share the light of Jesus in such a way that people will know the love that you have for them. Father, I pray that this virus would be wiped from the face of the earth. I pray that those that are researching would have wisdom that could only come from you. I pray for wisdom for leaders and decision makers as businesses and places of gathering begin to reopen. I pray for a loving understanding of one another and of how each one of us reacted to the COVID-19 pandemic differently. And we come from different experiences in different places. And Father, help us to have a greater understanding of one another because we love. We've been called to be loved, and they've been called to be loved. And out of that love, may we have compassion and mercy on opinions that are different than ours. May we have a greater sense of where they're coming from in their thought process. And Father, may the love of Jesus be seen in us, that we would lift Him up, that many would be drawn to Him today. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me this morning. And if you don't mind, pray for Susan. Some of you know her, some probably don't. But it's been an interesting night, and sounds like an interesting start to the day. So may God richly bless you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.